Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's edition of the show, it's our Great American British Sandwich. Now, the reason I say it's a sandwich is because the first two and last two tracks are provided by American artists, and the four tracks in the middle are provided by British artists. So really, it's a worldwide tour to feast your ears on. Plus, we've got two juicy fillings, including two tracks from new CDs from David Gray and Howard Beaumont. And everything you're going to hear on this week's show is new additions to the archive also. I've probably said many times before, but I'll say it again, the combination of Lynn Larson at the San Filippo's Music Salon, Wurlitzer in Barrington Hills, Illinois, is something to behold. And it's always delightful when you stumble across new recordings of Lynn. I always seem to think that I've got the complete set, but then one after pops along and delights the eardrums. Well, this track is taken from a CD called Stairway to Paradise, recorded in 2002, and here's Lynn with that cute samba number, Holiday in Rio. Well, I tell you something, I could do with a holiday in Rio at the moment. Lots of things busy going on, but I'm still enjoying putting these shows together, and especially when we got fabulous music like that from Lynn Larson. To my knowledge, I've not included a track of Jerry Nagano in previous shows. I could be wrong, but if my memory serves me correctly, this shall be the first time for Jerry on the show. I can't quite work out why I've never played a track of Jerry before. I have two of his LPs, but it's only recently that I've come across a CD, thanks to the good gesture of my co-presenter Nigel Ogden, featuring Jerry at the Wheaton Fox studio organ, the fabulous 4-manual 26-rank Robert Morton. The CD is called Thanks for the Memory, and I really enjoyed it, not only because the playing and the organ were fabulous, but also because the programme featured a number of items which you wouldn't normally hear otherwise, including the next one called Moaning Low. Thank you. Come over all hot and sweaty after that. Jerry Nagano there at the Wheaton Fox Studio Robert Morton organ with Moaning Low. Lots of inspirational stuff there from George Wright, no doubt. Well, so far we've dealt with the crust of the bread. We've done our first two American artists, so let's move on to the juicy filling that is our four British artists. First up is a track that's associated with a piece of news that I need to pass on to you, and that's on Sunday the 5th of May at 2:30pm, there is the final concert featuring Paul Koerner at Compton Lodge in Sapcot. It's also the 40th anniversary since the organ was installed there, where it opened in 1979. Don't worry, the organ's not going for sale anywhere. Paul is going to parcel it up and take it down to South Wales, where he's going to be moving himself. For those of you who don't know, there's not that many seats at Compton Lodge, so you're best to contact Paul. There's varying details, which I'll put a link to on the website. Anyway, I thought I would accompany this news with a track of Paul himself at the Compton Lodge, Compton Wurlitzer, with that delightful number that was probably made famous by Sidney Torch. Did you ever see a dream walking? Thank you. Did you ever see a dream walking? Paul Kerner at his Compton Lodge in Sapcot. Next up is a track featuring Len Rawl. I have a huge amount of respect for Len because not only is he a fabulous organ builder, but he's also one of the most experimental and unique organists out there. He plays how he feels and he sticks to no rules. There's no written arrangements. He just does it off the cuff, and that's something that's really wonderful. And there's never been a Len Rawl concert that sounded exactly the same as a previous one. So, to my delight, I received a CD recently featuring Len Down Under in Australia at the John Leckie Music Centre in Perth. This Freemanual 12-rank Compton is the enlarged Compton which was installed in the Plaza in Worthing and has been Down Under since the late 1980s. Len, I know, spent a lot of time working on the Compton, and these recordings were made in 2002, so getting on for 15 years ago. Here he is with that beautiful ballad written by Jerome Kern, and I suppose made famous by a wonderful arrangement done by Jackie Brown. Anyway, here's Len's arrangement of The Song Is You. Thank you. Lenroll Down Under on the X Plaza Worthing Compton in the John Leckie Music Centre in Perth. Now for the juicy filling you've all been waiting for, the two new tracks from brand new CDs of theatre organ music. Can you believe it? You get none for ages and then two come along at once. So I'm going to play them back to back. They're very contrasting in sounds, styles and instruments. We have a 3-9 Compton and a 580 Wurlitzer, and Howard Beaumont and David Gray. Both fine musicians, but very different in their styles and approaches. First up is Howard with a duo of tunes made famous by Disney movies, Be Our Guest and I Wanna Be Like You. This is recorded on the 3-9 Compton in the community centre at Ryup. This is possibly going to be the last recording of the organ, but it's certainly the first recording of this organ in its current home. Howard had recorded it previously when it was at the Black's Regal in Sunderland on an LP. And following on from that, an appropriately titled song called On a Spring Note, written by Sidney Torch, played by David Gray on his new CD called 80 Shades of Grey. And that's recorded on the San Filippo's Music Salon Wurlitzer in Barrington Hills, Illinois. I know we've already heard from that organ once, but it is a rather grand installation, so I think that we should hear it again. Howard Beaumont there with Be Our Guest and I Want to Be Like You, and David Gray there with On a Spring Note. Now, if you want to get copies of these two CDs, well, Howard's going to be rather easy. I've put a link down in the description. It's available online through organ.co.uk. I'm sure it will be available through the COS sales site, and it'll be direct from Howard himself if you go and see him in concert. Now, David Gray's new CD I think will be rather more difficult for those of you who live in the UK. The last I heard was that copies would be available to those in the UK, but I've not heard anything since, so you're probably best to keep your eyes out online or to speak to David himself at one of his concerts up and down the UK. I'm afraid I can't be much more help than that. Well, we've dealt with our juicy filling of the sandwich, so it's back to good old crusty bread, and our final two tracks featuring American artists. Yet again, all new material. Like Jerry Nagano, I don't think I've played a track of Walt Stroni, and I have good reason to work out why, because W is an awful long way down the alphabet. And for those of you who do know, I plan the shows in iTunes, and sometimes it does get a little bit muddled down that end of the alphabet because the various artists' albums get muddled in with the X, the Y's and the Z's. Anyway, it's about time I made up for that and played a track of Walt on the California Theatre Wurlitzer in San Diego. This beautiful Freemanual 20 free-rank Wurlitzer sounds mighty fine in this rather beautiful arrangement of September Song. Not quite seasonally appropriate as David Gray's track, but nonetheless, the beautiful sounds there of Walt Stroney with September Song. Well, to end this week's show, we go over to one of my favourite installations in the US, the Organstop Pizza Wurlitzer, in its restaurant in Mesa, Arizona. And at the time of this recording, it had 4 manuals and 73 ranks of pipes. Now, when I was looking through Nigel Ogden's CD collection on a recent visit to his studio, I pulled out this album recorded by Charlie Baylo. We both agreed that Charlie is not only a fabulous musician, but certainly an original stylist, which I think is absolutely crucial if the theatre organ is to survive. It would be awfully boring if everybody sounded the same. And Charlie certainly approaches things very differently. So here we go to end this week's show. Here's Charlie with that toe-tapping Count Basie number, The 1 o'clock Jump. think that it's absolutely impossible to not be dancing around wherever you are with that track going. It's absolutely fabulous. Charlie Bailo there at Organ Stop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona, to end this week's show. Well, I do hope that you've enjoyed our American-British sandwich on this week's show. If you like this format, then it's something I'm prepared to do again. If you don't like it, then, well, what can I say? It's been an experiment. I've certainly enjoyed delving into some of the new stuff in my archive. It's always a delight to have new material to listen to, and that's what makes doing this show really wonderful. Well, Nigel Ogden will be back at the microphones next Thursday at 8 p.m, where he will be diving into his extensive archives. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time. Take care.